Hi, this is Michael Palermo. In this ongoing series on how to develop for Windows 8 in half the time, today's topic we're going to address how to add simple behaviors using JavaScript. Let's go. So in a previous episode, we added content. This is the content here. We also added some styling, which is here. Now I'm going to go to the JavaScript file, and I'm going to add my own content. How would I know where to put it? Well, I'm going to collapse this region of code right here, and I'm going to go to the very end of this file, and I'm going to show you one way that you can introduce your own content. I'm going to add my own immediate function. So the way that I do that is I create a function inside of parentheses, give it a body, I'll close that body, close the parentheses, the outer parentheses, like I just did, and reopen yet two more parentheses. That's known as an immediate function, which means it's going to execute right away. And I don't need to give it a name since it's like a self-executing function. I'm going to use the term use strict to make sure that I apply proper coding techniques and create my first function. The function is going to be called getResults. I want to use this in my application. And I will indicate that if there is an event associated with that, I can capture that with that E argument. And inside of the function, I'm going to create a variable. I'll call it R. And it's going to equal document.querySelector. And I'm going to use as my query selector pound results. Now, this means any element in the content that has an ID called results. And then I want to say r.textContent is going to equal devRadio has the answers. And I'll leave it like that. To make this available within my application, one way that I can do that is create what's called a namespace. So winjs.namespace.define, and I'm going to create a namespace called devRadio. You get to choose your own name here, and then you're going to expose what's in this namespace. Well, I created a function called getResults, so that's what I'm going to expose to the outside or to this app, getResults, and I will close that and close this line of code. Now, for everything to work just perfectly, I need to go back over, I'll save here, to the HTML, and in this button, I'm going to add an onClick equals devRadio.getResults. And let's give some text to this button. We'll call it getResults. So we'll run our application. I'll say, where do I learn about Windows 8? I'll click Get Results. DevRadio has the answers. So in this episode, we learned how to add a simple JavaScript function, exposed it to the HTML, responded to the click event. Next episode, we're going to see how to add other cool features to our Windows 8 apps.